Okay. Good morning. It is Wednesday, July 23rd, 2025, and the time is 10 a.m. This is the public rulemaking meeting for Washington Administrative Code 458-2023801. Watercraft excise tax, watercraft depreciation schedule adjustment. Please note that this meeting is being recorded. My name is Patrick Matutina. My last name is spelled M as in Mary, A as in apple, T as in tree, U as in umbrella, T as in tree, I as in idea, N as in Nancy, A as in apple. I am a tax policy specialist with Interpretations and Technical Advice Division, also known as ITA, for the Department of Revenue. I will be the facilitator for this meeting. Also in attendance from the Department of Revenue are Perry Stern in their role as Rural Coordinator, Victor Crosetti of the Research and Fiscal Analysis Division, Brenton Madison and Summer Ramos, also of the Interpretation and Technical Advice Division, and Barbara Imperio and Kathy Holder in their roles as Management Analysts. Kathy will be monitoring our recording equipment as this meeting is being recorded. We are conducting this public meeting remotely through Zoom. Participants are here are joined through Zoom as well as through telephone calls. We do not have other parties physically present for this meeting. Thank you for taking the time to attend this meeting and providing us with valuable feedback concerning the rulemaking activities for WAC 458-2023801. Please note we are best able to consider your comments when providing it to us in writing, which can be sent to me at patrickm2@dor.wa.gov. The legal authority for this meeting is from Chapter 35.05 RCW, titled Administrative Procedures Act. This meeting was announced through publication in the Washington State Register as WSR 25132077 on June 16, 2025, and by notification to interested persons. The purpose of this meeting is to solicit comments from the public prior to taking action to propose amendments to 458-2023801, titled Watercraft Excise Tax, Watercraft Depreciation Schedule. I will be referring to this rule in the remainder of this meeting as Rule 23801. We emphasize that the rule draft, as now written, is provided for discussion purposes only. We will consider any comments received relating to the proposed amendments to Rule 23801. We appreciate receiving written comments and will evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. We request that you send written comments to my attention, Patrick Matutina, at the email address patrickm2@dor.wa.gov. In this way, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. Now, let me briefly outline the rulemaking process and where we are in respect to it. The first step in this process is to file a notice with the Office of the Code Revisor to announce a public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding possible changes to the rule. The notice, called Form CR101, is published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The public meeting for the rule is today, July 23rd, 2025. The next step is to file a notice of proposed rulemaking with the Office of the Code Revisor to announce a public hearing on the proposed rule. This notice, called Form CR102, is also published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The purpose of the hearing is to receive further public comments regarding the proposed changes to the rule. All public comments will be fully evaluated, as we proceed in the rulemaking process. Any comments received will be kept by the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division in the permanent rulemaking file. The final step is to adopt the revised rule. This is not a public process, but simply requires that we submit the final draft of the rules to the Office of the Code Revisor using Form CR103 with the appropriate forms. The revised rule will be effective shortly thereafter and will be published in the Washington State Register. Before opening for public comments, I will briefly outline the proposed changes in the rule. The department proposes to update Rule 23801 to amend the wet depreciation schedule beginning September 30th, 2025, to the following. For year three, vessels 30 feet or more from 78 to 77%, Year four, vessels 30 feet or more from 71 to 72. Year five, vessels 30 feet or less from 69 to 70. Vessels 30 feet or more from 67 to 68. Year eight, vessels 30 feet or more from 58 to 59. Year 10, vessels 30 feet or more from 53 to 54. Year 11, vessels 30 feet or more from 51 to 52. Year 12, vessels 30 feet or more from 48 to 49. Year 13, vessels 30 feet or more from 45 to 46. Year 14, vessels 30 feet or more from 44 to 45. Year 15, vessels 30 feet or more from 43 to 44. Year 21, vessels 30 feet or more from 37 to 38. Year 24, vessels less than 30 feet, 33 to 34. And years 25 and after, vessels less than 30 feet, 33 to 34. These figures are also currently on the screen in the table provided. We will now proceed with the public comment portion of this meeting. If you have a comment, please use the React function on Zoom. For those on the phone, I will ask you to have any comment. I'll ask if you have any comments at the end. Once I call your name, please identify yourself and who you are representing before commenting for the record. And please note, we also appreciate receiving testimony in writing. If you have written testimony and could send us your oral testimony in writing after this meeting, please submit your comments via email to patrickm2@dor.wa.gov so we can keep your comments in the department's permanent rulemaking file for Rule 23801. We will now proceed with public comments. I will note for the record that there are no current public comments, then we will go ahead and proceed with the meeting. Without further comments, I'd like to proceed with recapping the rulemaking process. This has been the public meeting for input regarding proposed amendments for Rule 23801, Watercraft Excise Tax, Watercraft Appreciation Schedule Adjustment. As a reminder, the department will next review any comments received on this draft, make changes as needed, and publish the proposed rule for public comment. Once the rule proposal is published, the department will hold a public hearing on the proposal to gather feedback from the public. Thank you for participating in this public meeting with us this morning. If you are not on the department's rules notification list, did not receive a notice of today's meeting directly from the department, and you want to be kept informed of future rulemaking activities related to this rule, please provide Kathy Holder with your name and email address. Kathy can be contacted at kathyh@dor.wa.gov. The time is now 10:10 a.m., and the public meeting for Rule 23801 is now adjourned.